And Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, the two dots, which is four lines down from the top. Omar Mar, Bosar Afal Pisha Yesham Baharis Yimel, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia, we saw in the Brisa, in the previous Shia, derives from the extra word Bosar, that Mila is Doche Baharis, Doche Tzaras. Holomali Krah, why do I need a Pasuk? In the case of Ktzitzas HaNega, he doesn't have Kavona. He's not interested in cutting off the Nega right now. He has a mitzvah of Mila. And that's a classic case of Dovashenim Iskavin. And therefore, Abai comes to the conclusion, or Abai Lo Nitzucha, this price of Rabbi Yoshia reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Dovashenim Iskavin also. According to Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Miskavin is Mutter. We don't need a pasuk. Rav Amar Afilu Tema, Rabbi Shimon, even Rav Shimon would agree I need a pasuk, and we don't apply the principle of Dov Hashem Miskavin Mutter. Why? Because Mod Rav Shimon, Bipsik Resha, Velo Yamus. So now, the very moment that he cuts off his Orla, he, by definition, is cutting off the Tzaras, like the case where you cut off the head of a chicken, it's going to die. And Rav Shimon agrees in the case of Psikresha that a Dov Hashem Miskavin has the same status as a Dov Miskavin. So the Gemara right away asks, via Bai Lesley Haisvara, over and over again throughout Shas, especially here in Masechta Shabbos, we find that Abai Varov Diamri Chavayu, both Abai with Rav together, as one team, argue that Moda Rav Shimon Psikresha Lo Yomos. And the Gemara answers, Basar Deshami Mi Rava Savra. Then Elchinami Abai retracted his original statement here that according to Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Miskavin be Mutter, even in a Psik Reisha. Once he heard it from Rava, he accepted it. Ika Demasni Lahad Abai V'Rava. Some say that the statements here of Rava and Abai back and forth, Aha, were in the context of the Pasuk in Kitetze. It says, Hishomer B'negat Tzaras Lishmar Mi'od V'Lasos. And we have this word velasos, and the Chacham Darshan lasos osa ata b'siv she'al gavi raglo. In other words, if he has a nega on his leg, then what he's allowed to do, he's allowed to wear a shoe. And even though when he ties the ritzu of his shoe to his leg, and the ritzua is asuya misiv ubimot shal gabi ksefo v'im avra avra. Meaning we don't have to worry about the isur that when he puts on his shoe and his sandal and he ties the strap around his leg, then he might actually remove the negatzaras. And then we have the case of mot shal gabi ktefo, right? He puts a... pole on his shoulder, and that's how he carries whatever he carries on this pole. And we don't care if the Baharis comes off, which means he goes about his normal behavior, and he might pull tight at the strings when he ties his shoes or when he carries his burden on his shoulder. We don't have to be concerned. So it seems that we need this pasuk lasos to tell me that if he inadvertently will remove the tzaras, that's not a problem. That's not lasos. That's not included in the aver. So the Gemara asks, "Halomali krah, why do I need a pasuk? Dov Hashem Miskavin who? The Dov Hashem Miskavin mutter." So we're going now like Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, lechora we don't need the pasuk lasos because this is a classic Dov Hashem Miskavin. Gemara answers, "Amar Abaye." Lo nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda de Amar Dov Hashem Miskavin. Also, Rav Amar Afilu Tema Rav Shimon Moder Rav Shimon Psikresh Lo Yomus Abai Lesley Haisvara Abai V'Rava de Amin Shavai Moder Rav Shimon Psikresh Lo Yomus is the boss of the Shami Mirava Savra. So it means that Abai had a Havamina that according to Rav Shimon, even in the case of Psikresha, it's still Mutter under the law of Dov Hashem Miskavin, but Lamaskana Abai accepted Rava's view that in the case of Sikresha, Reb Shimon agrees that it's Davar Shemes Kamen is also. And therefore, in the case of Besiv Shal Gabi Raglo, we can assume he's going to cut off the Baharis, and therefore it's a Psik Resha, and we need a Pasuk to be Mater it. Meaning that Kavana is an integral part or an essential critical requirement of the violation of the law. The Torah says, don't go out of your way to circumvent, you know, the Tara process by just simply cutting off the Baharis. You got to go through the... But if he's not trying to circumvent the process of Tara, that the Torah didn't prohibit. Now the Gemara asks the following. What was the Havamina of Abaye? Abaye betchilo, Abaye originally, Alibder of Shimon, he held that a Dovah Shein Miskam is mutter even in the case of Psik Reisha. And therefore you're allowed to do the Mila b'makom tzaras, and we don't need a pasuk of basar according to Rav Shimon. Is high basar according to Abai's Havamina, the basar of Rabbi Yoshua, from which he derived that mila is docha tzaras, my ovid le, what's he going to do with that pasuk? And even if you'll say that Rav Yoshi himself reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but still, Rav Shimon is going to have to come to grips with this question, what to do with the extra word, basar. Omer of Amram, the Omer, Lokutz, Baharto, who miskave. What happens if an Orel, he's a mature person, and he tells the Moel, please cut off my Baharis. Do me a favor, I want to achieve Tara, not just Mila. So let's kill two birds with one stone. Is he allowed to do such a thing? And according to Rav Amram, that's exactly what we're going to derive from the extra word basar. That even though in this case he certainly is miskaven, and therefore you and I would have assumed logically that Rav Shimon would prohibit it, but nevertheless, it's mutter. And he could have both kavanas simultaneously. Gemara asks, Tenach, this makes sense. To justify the need for basar in an Orel Gadol, who made this declaration that he wants to take off the Baharis and be Matar himself. But what about an Orel Katan, who's only 8 days old? And even in that case, the Torah says, basar. Is Michael a Meimar? What are you going to tell me here? The Katan doesn't know, he's not capable of having Kavana Lokut Sabaharis. So Gemara answers, Omer of Misharshia, the Omer Avia Ben, when the father of the child makes the declaration. Now, you have to keep in mind here as we go through this Gemara that the father is included in the Iser of Lo Lokutz Negatzaras. He's not allowed to have Kavana, intention to remove the Negatzaras. And he made a declaration, Lokutz Baharis Dibno, Hu Kamachavi. Now the father wants to circumcise his son with a kavana, an explicit intention, which he pronounces, that he wants to cut off the Baharis in order to be mitare his son from Tumas Taras. And that would be a violation of the Isur that applies to the father of Ktsitsis Baharis Kamashma. Now I need the word basa to tell me that in that case there is no Avera. The Gemara asks, I don't get it. V'i ka acher Li Evid Acher. In other words, let's find someone who will do the Mila of his son, and he obviously couldn't care less about the Tara of the Tinok. It's only the father who has vested interests. So let's find someone else to do the Mila, and let's leave out the Av right now. Send him home. And we're not going to be oker the law, meaning you're deriving from the pasuk basar that because the father is obligated in mila and he makes a declaration that he wants to be Matara's son, therefore the pasuk basar is telling me let's go ahead with the mila. But in effect, in essence, we're violating the avera of ktsitsas baharis. This is what you call dechuya. But in a case of dechuya, we try to circumvent the law in a way that we don't violate the law. And here's a perfect example.
let's just get someone to do the mila who has no interest whatsoever in cutting off the baharis for the sake of taras hatinok, and leave the father out of the picture. And then once again, we're going to ask the question: Why do we need the pasuk of basar? Are you going to tell me in order to facilitate this mila when the father is there? No. The halach is not like that. We're not going to invite the father. We're going to leave him out. We don't want to have any problems here with ktsitzas baharis. We'll find an acher. The Yom Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kamakom Shatamotzi Esei Velosas, Sei Matayochel Kaim Shnei Amutav Im Lav Esei Dochelosas. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish tells us that Esei Dochelosas is also a kind of dechuya situation that only applies if you have no choice. That's your fallback, compelling onus situation. You have no choice because you cannot achieve the mitzase without overriding and violating the losase. But here, in our case, we're not going to apply this principle of esse docha losase because we have the possibility of an acher who's not at all interested in ktsitzas baharis l'shem tara. And the Gemara answers, dileka acher. Enochinami, the posuk is required for a case where there's only one person who was commissioned by the father, or maybe the father himself was doing the mila of his own son, and he's doing it for the sake of ktsitzas baharis. So there is going to be a violation of the lo taseh, but the Torah says, with a special pasuk basar, that we're allowed to have the father either oversee the mila or implement the mila, even though he has interest in ktsitzas baharis l'shem tara. Omar Mar, we brought a brisa before that said yontif eina doche ela bizman bilvad, that mila does not override yontif unless it's mila bizmana. So the Gemara asked me, nani mili? How did the brisa know such a thing? Omar Chizkiya came to the Beir Reb Chizkiya. We have a brisa that says Omar Kra. We're going to darshan a pasuk in Parshas Bo, in the context of Achilles Korban Pesach, it says Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. So we're not allowed to leave any of the Basar Pesach until the day of the 15th of Nisan. And Shein Tamalomer, I only know that I know Mimenu Ad Boker by Eish Tisrofu. And the pasuk did not have to repeat Vanosa Mimenu Beish Tisrofu is Matamalomer Ada Boker. In other words, it says Lo Tasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. So why does he have to say Vanosa Mimenu quote Ad Boker end of quote Beish Tisrofu? He could have just said Vanosa Mimenu Beish Tisrofu Matamalomer Ad Boker. Ba'akosiv Liten Lo Boker Sheni Listre Faso. In other words, the extra words Ad Boker, which are dealing with Tzrefas HaPesach, are telling me the following. Lo Sasiru Mea Pesach Ad Boker Rishon, which is the 15th of Nisan. And that which is left over to the 15th of Nisan, which is a day of Yontif, is you're not allowed to burn it. But rather you have to wait till the next morning, which is the 17th of Nisan, which is Chol HaMoed. Then you're allowed to burn it. And just like in Korban Pesach, which, let's say, for example, a normal normal case of Korban Pesach is Erev Yontif. So that's when we're going to shech the Korban Pesach. So the Srefa of Nosar is Doche Yontif. So Mila Bismano, which is Biyom Hashmini, that's, if it's a Chol, but not to Malam Bismano, and therefore if he comes to Malam on Yontif, is Ein Mila Doche Yontif. So let's explain again this Limud, this Yafusa, and the logic behind it of Chizkiya. And he's saying the following, that Korban Pesach, the Zman of Korban Pesach is on Erev Yontif. And we have this Posgad Boker to teach me that in event that the Pesach was left overnight, we will not burn Nosar the next morning, which is Yontif, but rather we'll push it off till the next day, which is the 17th of Nisan. That's Chol HaMoed. So we don't want to violate, and we cannot override the Yontif for the sake of Sreifas Nosar. Now, the Gemara is establishing, according to Chizkiyah, a parallel case in Milah. Milah, in the case of Milah Bismano, it's on Chol. And it's parallel to the case of the Korban Pesach, which is on Chol, meaning it's on Erev Yontif. And just like we're going to insist that that only Shalom Bismano, meaning on the Nosar of Korban Pesach, Bismano Bechol, on Erev Yontif, that Sreifa is not going to override the Yontif. So to Mila, if its time is Biyom Hashmini, if it was Bechol, right, we're talking about now Mila Shalom Bismano, and in such a case, he wants to be Malim on Yontif and override the Yontif. Is such a Mila would not be overriding the Yontif because it's a Mila Shalom Bismano, meaning the Mila Bismano of Yom Hashmini was on Chol. Now he did not implement that Mila, and he has a mitzvah of Mila Shalom Bismano. That would not override Yontif, just like in the case of Sreifas Nosar, it doesn't override Yontif. Abai Omar, Abai has an alternative derivation, Omar Kra, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. In other words, the Evarim of an Olas HaTomid of Shabbos are actually burnt on the Mizbeach on Shabbos itself. But V'lo, this is coming to exclude Evrei Olas HaTomid Shel Chol B'Shabbos. Let's say you have Evarim from yesterday's Karbon Ola, that cannot be burnt on Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol B'Yontif. And so too, if you have a varim of an olas tomid shel chol, and they weren't burnt yet, and now it's yontif, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach on yontif. So the same thing applies to mila she zmana b'chol, meaning now it's yontif, and it's mila shelo bizmano, and that's not docha yontif, just like a vari olas chol on not docha yontif, because that's Shalom Bismano. So only the Ola that's Bismano is going to be Dokum, but not Shalom Bismano. Rava Omar, Rava has an alternative derivation, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Ye'osu Lechem, and the words Hu Levado are superfluous. It could have just easily have said, Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh Ye'osu Lechem. What's the Hu Levado? So he says that the word who is telling you that only Ochel Nefesh itself is Mutar on Yontif, but Lo Machshirim. Right? In other words, let's say you want to cut, you know, you want to prepare a spit or a knife, you want to sharpen a knife, or you want to set up an oven, all that is called Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. That is not Doche Yontif. Now we have the word Levado, and that's going to teach me that Dafko Chol Nefesh is Dochi Yontif, but not Mila Shalom Bismano. And Mila Shalom Bismano is not Dochi Yontif because it's excluded under the Miud of Levado. Now, why do we need a Pasuk to exclude Mila Shalom Bismano on Yontif, if not for this extra word Levado? The Asya, we would have derived Mila that it should be Docha Yontif Mikal V'chomer Mitzaras, that Tzaras is Docha Avoda, right? So that means for the sake of Avoda we're not going to allow Ketzitzas Baheres, and Mila Shalom Bismano is Docha Mitzaras, like we learned before on the previous Amud, and Yontif, which is Nidcha Mipnei Avoda, how much more so that Mil Shalom Bismano should be Dochit. And therefore we need this Pasuk that Mil Shalom Bismano is not Dochit Yont. Rav Ashi Omar, he has a different Yalfusa. In the Parsh of Yontif, in Emor, it says, Yelachem Shabbason, is Mitzvah Saseh Lishbosu, the Torah gives us a positive command of Shvisa. And therefore, Havile Yontif, essay velosase, right? The Torah says, Komlech Savod losasu, and now we have an essay of Shabboson. And Mila Shalom Bismano is only an essay. Vien essay doches losu sevi essay. So Mila Bismano, we have the word bayom. But Shalom Bismano, we would only be able to derive it that it trumps. That it trumps Yontif from Essay Docha Losase, but Yontif itself is both an essay and a Losase, therefore Mila would as an essay would not be Docha Yontif. Again, that's only in the case of Mila Shalom Bismana. If it's Mila Bismana, we have the Pasuk Bayom. Now the Gemara goes back to interpret the Mishnah at the beginning of that parak. And it says, Klal Omer Rabbi Akiva Kol Malacha Shefshal Asosim Erev Yontif Erev Shabbos. Like, for example, Asiyas Ismul, Lutzach Mila, is Eina Dochas HaShabbos, Om Rav Yudha Marav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. We're going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we're not going to allow preparing the Ismul for Mila on Shabbos. And Utna Namiyav Mishnah in Pesachim, that's also going to support this position, Gavi Pesach, Ki Hai Gavna. We have a similar situation with regard to Korban Pesach. Why? Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva Kol Malach, any Malach that we need for the Hakrovas of Pesach, which is Chal at the time of the Shechit on Shabbos, the Efshal Olas Sosim Erev Shabbos, but he could have done the Malachas before Shabbos. Like, for example, if the Korban was Chutz L'Tchum, or, for example, if the carbon had a certain mum on it, and you have to cut off the mum. All of that is Eina Dochas HaShabbos. But Shechita, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, she Efshal HaSosim Erev Shabbos, it's only possible to do it on the 14th of Nisan, which coincides with Shabbos, Dochas HaShabbos. V'yom Rav Yudom Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. So now we pass like Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rav Yudom Rav twice, on two occasions. Number one, with regard to Mila. Number two, with regard to the Korban Pesach. Utzricha. And we need to know that the halachas are Rabbi Akiva both with regard to Mila and with regard to Korban Pesach. Again, we're talking about Machshirin. The Iash Me'inon Legabi Mila. If you would have told me halacha Rabbi Akiva in the case of Mila, I would have said Hosamhu. There it's Machshivim Shefshal Asosa Me Esmol Velo Dachu Shabbos Mishum Deleka Kareis, that the reason why those Machshivim that could have been done before Shabbos do not override the Shabbos, that's because there is no Kareis. And the reason why there's no Kareis is because we're talking about a Katan Sheinu Bar Onshim, and the father's not Chayev Kareis if he doesn't do the Mila. Avol Pesach the Ika Kareis. If he doesn't shech the Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, the Torah says he's Chayev Kareis. Ema, I would have thought that even Machshirei Karban, even though they're Echshel Lasosam Esmol, Lidchu Shabbos, that's how severe Karban Pesach is. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has to teach me the Chiddush that Halach is Rabbi Akiva, and even for the sake of Pesach, the Machshirei Pesach will not be Doche Shabbos. V'yash Me'inon, if he would have told me Halach Rabbi Akiva, Legabi Karban Pesach, if he would have formulated in the case of Karban Pesach, then I would have said the following: Mishum dlo nichrusu ale shlosh se bisav mila de nichrusu ale shlosh se bisos ema lidchu Shabbos is therefore tzricha. So again, if we would have limited this to the case of halach Rabbi Akiva in mila, then I would have said that Pesach, since it has a chi of kareis, and Mila, we worked it out that there is no chi of kareis, because either we're talking about the father or we're talking about the young child, is Mila in the absence of kareis would not be docha Shabbos, even if you need an ismol. But now let's tell me the chiddush of Pesach. I'm sorry. Now let's tell me the Chiddush of Pesach, which is, we said, more Chomer than Mila, and will derive from a Kavah Chomer than if Machshirei Pesach are not Docha Shabbos, and how much more so Machshirei Mila are not Docha Shabbos. And the answer is that Mila, although in this case there's no Kareis, but it does have an extra one up it on Korban Pesach, and that's Nichrusu Aleh Shlosh Sei Brisos. As we said earlier in the Parash of Lech Lecha, we find the word Bris 13 times, and Mila, up on that level, is perhaps Doche, even Machshira Mila, Doche Shabbos. And therefore, Karban Pesach alone, Halacha Ke Rabbi Akiva Karban Pesach, would not necessarily prove that Halacha is Ke Rabbi Akiva in the case of Mila, because maybe in Mila, we're going to put Rabbi Akiva on the back burners, because we're going to say that Mila is Nichus HaLesh Lash Pisos, and therefore even Machshira Mila should be Doche Shabbos. And this leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel. And the Mishnah is going through the Tzarchei Mila, what necessities will allow to override the Shabbos for the sake of Mila. And it says, Osim called Tzarchei Mila v'Shabbos. Whatever is necessary for the Mila, we're allowed to do on Shabbos. And this is what we derive from the parasha of Mila. It says, "Orel zocher lo yima asher lo yima es psara loso v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'imei ha'mer es prisei fair." So that's a case of someone who was not circumcised in his katnus when he was a child, and now he's a gadol, he's more mature, and guess what? He doesn't want to do the Mila. He's a person after he reaches bar mitzvah chayiv karis. Okay, fine. Now, this din that we're studying now, that Tzarchei Mila Doche Shabbos, we've already had that back on Kuf Chaf Chesamid Beis. But nevertheless, here's the Iker Halach, right here, Moalim. Moalim means the meal itself. That means we cut the Arla. Uporim. And then we have a mitzvah of Priya, and we are Korea, the Or, underneath the Arla. It's not enough just to cut it. There's some skin that's underneath the, I'm sorry, there's some orla that is underneath the R, and it's below the orla. So what we're going to do is we're going to begala the Rosh Hagid, and we're going to do Priya. Now, in the case of Priya, we're going to assume now that Priya is to uncover the corona, pardon the word, and that is tearing and pulling back the thin membrane under the foreskin, and he uncovers the corona, and the uncovering of the corona, which is called Priya, is mandatory. And if the moel fails to expose the corona, the infant is considered an orel. Then we get to Motzitzin, which is Mitzitza, and that means to draw the blood out of the wound to prevent it from coagulating under the skin and causing the member to swell. And normally one who causes blood to flow on Shabbos would be violating Shochet, or told thereof. In this instance, drawing blood is permissible because it's done to prevent a potentially fatal condition from developing. It's real pikuach nefesh. V'nosnin olav Aleha ispilonis. So on top of the wound of the Mila, he's allowed to put a bandage, and kamon, which is called cumin, and cumin apparently is therapeutic, and it has to be crushed in order to be effective, as we'll see later on, and he's allowed to do that. Vim lo shachak, if he didn't do the shchika, the grinding and the crushing of the cumin mibodyom, then if you didn't do it Erev Shabbos, then what's the fallback position? Is shochek b'shinui kichol shefshar. You should do a shchika with a shinui. What kind of shinui does he do? Loes b'shinov v'nosein alamaka. So he chews up this cumin with his teeth, and then he applies it. So again, if you would crush cumin on Shabbos in the normal way, that's a told of tochen, and would be prohibited. Now, this crushing is necessary for therapeutic purposes in the case of Mila. It should be allowed, because the person is considered a cholesh yesh bo sakana. But, nevertheless, we're going to perform it in the most unusual manner possible. Again, this means dechuya. And then it says, imlo toraf, if he hasn't mixed yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, which is something that we put on the makkah l'refuah, and it's a mixture of wine and oil, and he should have done that before Shabbos. And back in the day, they used to beat the wine and the oil in a bowl, and then apply this mixture to the incision as a medication. Beating wine with oil on Shabbos is an Issa d'Rabbanon, and nevertheless, we should do it before Shabbos if possible. And then the Mishnah says, Yinosein zebi atzmo v'zebi atzmo, which means that one by itself and the other by itself. In other words, we're not going to vigorously mix them, which, as we said before, is a violation of a derabbanon of beating them together, preparing them for, like we normally do, preparing for cooking when you add eggs and you beat the eggs. So he's going to be allowed to pour first the wine and then the oil, or vice versa, in the same bowl. And if they become mixed, then that's fine. Ein osim lo chaluk. We're not going to allow creating a shirt-like chaluk, a shirt-like bandage. And it says l'chatchila, meaning in first place. So medications were applied to the circumcision, the wound was bandaged, and now they would take a cloth that was shaped like a finger with openings at either end, and this bandage would be drawn over the corona, preventing the skin from growing back over. Now, fashioning such a bandage on Shabbos is prohibited because it's like creating a new kli. So therefore, the Mishnah stipulates that such a bandage can be used for circumcision only if it's been made, if it's been prepared before Shabbos. Aval korech olav smartut, but what we're going to allow him to do is to wrap a piece of cloth around it. And once again, this is a case where he didn't prepare that shirt-like bandage before Shabbos. He can wrap an ordinary piece of cloth around the corona. V'im lo hiskin, but if he hadn't prepared such a piece of cloth, an ordinary piece of cloth before Shabbos, then, well, for example, let's say this cloth is in a different reshus and he can't bring it here, then korech al etzba'o, he can go and pick up this smartut, this piece of cloth, and wrap it around his finger and bring it. And he's, I don't know if it means he's wearing it in that sense, afilu michotz acheres, even from another courtyard. Okay, so let's just see. He says here in the beer, he says shelo irba im hachatzer. He didn't make an erev chatzeros with the chatzer where the tinok is there, and yet we're going to be matir korech al etzbo. V'tamahetu mishum shemotzi es hasmartut b'shinui u'b'derech malbush. So I'm not sure exactly whether the Derech Malbush is applicable here, because this is not really the classic Derech Malbush, but it's enough to create a Shinui. And once he has the Shinui, then we're going to allow him to take it from a Chotzer, or take it from a house out to a Chotzer where the child is, even though the Chotzer has no Eruv. So we'll stop here at the end of the Mishnah for a few minutes, take a break for Mincha. But there is an ambiguity here that I want to point out, the Rosh Hashanah points to, because it seems like the Gemara is saying it's Derech Malbush, and therefore it's mutter to wrap your finger, to wrap this smartut around your finger for the purpose of bandaging the organ after the milah. But on the other hand, it says that it's Mishum Shinui. If it's Shinui, then it's not Derech Malbush. And if it's Derech Malbush, then it's not a shinui, and it's Derech Malbush is not an usher at all. So why are you introducing the shinui? Whereas if it's a shinui, then it's only osim rabbanon. I mean, I should say the other way around, that if it's a shinui, it still remains osim rabbanon. So obviously you need the malbush here. But once the malbush, it should be mutul chatchil. Now there's a lack of clarity here about the, you know, the need to tell me that it's both a shinui and it's derech malbush, and therefore we can take it into a chotzer she'enamo rebis. Okay, then? So that leads us to Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. So we're learning the Gemara here on the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and the Gemara is trying to clarify the Mishnah that says that you can do all tzarchei mila b'shabbos, and the Gemara asks the following question. Michti Katani Kula. The Mishnah says the exact list, specifically what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. You know, Priya, Metzitza, we have the whole list. So, Kol Tzarkei Mila Asuyemai, why does the Mishnah have to give us this klal, generally including all Tzarkei Mila? What's it coming to be Marbe? And the Gemara answers, Lasuyei Hod de Torah Rabbanon, it's coming to allude to that which we have in a Braisa, Hamol, if he does the Mila on Shabbos, Kol Zman Shehu Osek B'Mila, as long as he hasn't yet removed his hand from the Mila. In other words, he cut the Arla, but Lo Silek Es Yado. Now, he sees that there are tzitzim, there's still some membrane, some skin that haven't been cut, and that's called She'erios Or Ha'Arla Shelo Nechtechu. Is Choser, he, even though it's Shabbos, he goes back and he cuts these tzitzit. And what's the Gevaldige Chiddush here? That Bein Ala Tzitzit Ma'akvinas Amila, Bein Ala Tzitzit She'en Ma'akvinas Amila. In other words, there may be certain parts of the Arla, the skin of the membrane of the Arla, that have to be cut, but there are other kinds, other parts of the Arla, that we can call it Zeh Kelim Yam Veyu. Maybe it's an embellishment of the mitzvah, it's a Hidur mitzvah, but it's not critical to the mitzvah. And not only that, but B'dieved, since the Mila B'Ksheri, you and I would say, well, let's not cut them on Shabbos. That far we don't want to go to violate the Shabbos. It's not absolutely critical. And the Braisa that we're learning now is going to make the following stipulation. That Peresh, then if he's already removed his hand from the Mila, the Mo'el, then al tzitzim akvin esamil chos al tzitzim akvin eno chos. In other words, once he was mesalik his yad, he's completed the ma'isa mila, and therefore, since what he has in front of him is just tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin esamilo, and that's a new action with a new malacha, then we're not going to be machal a new malacha of Shabbos for the sake of tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, because the meal is already a meal k'sher, it's a done deal. So why go ahead for the sake of zeh kelim yam veyu and override the Shabbos? And now we go back to our Mishnah, we understand when it says osim kol tzarkei mila b'shabbos, meaning he's allowed to cut tzitzim, even if they're einam akvinas amila, as long as he wasn't poresh. And here this famous Torah from the Brisker Rav that the mitzvah of zeh kelim yam veyu, that's built into the mitzvah itself, and whenever a mitzvah is docha Shabbos, then even zeh kelim yam veyu be docha Shabbos, that's only within the context of zeh kelim yam veyu as part and parcel of the mitzvah, which means that you're still involved, you're preoccupied with the ma'isa mitzvah. And you could say, for example, that in the case of Hanukkah, let's say you didn't make the bracha on the first candle, and now you're lighting the second candle for the sake of zeh kelim yam veyu mahadrin, you might still be able to make the bracha, because that's hidur mitzvah, that's built into the mitzvah. You haven't completed the ma'isa mitzvah, which is to light two candles. But here in the case of Mila, the question is, was he poresh? Was he mesalik as yodav or not? Mantana, who is the author of this braisa that holds that piresh eino chozer, that once he was mesalik as yad from the Mila, then he can't go back on Shabbos and cut tzitzin she'enam ha'akvim, because the pu'ula samila was completed with siluk yad. And now he has a new malacha that he's doing, which is not docha Shabbos. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yishmael ben Oshel, Rav Yochanan ben Brokehi. I'm going to prove to you from the sugya of Korban Pesach that it's Rabbi Yishmael. How so? The Sanya, we have in a brisa, our boss, our benison shechalios b'Shabbos. So Shabbos overlaps with the 14th of Nisan, and now he wants to prepare the Korban Pesach. And it's Shabbos. So we're going to say that Shabbos is pushed aside for the sake of the Korban Pesach. But how far? To what extent? So we have now the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And he says that Mafshid Es HaPesach, he's allowed to begin to flay the skin, the hide of the Korban Pesach, from the back hind legs, and he can go all the way up to the chazer, right, over to the chest, and then he's mafsik. He terminates his hefshet, and he now just his korea, he opens up that part that he got to, which is called the dofen of the chazer, takes out all the imurim, and he's makter them, but he's not allowed to complete the afshata of the or. Only on Motzi Shabbos, after Shabbos ends, which is now the night of Pesach, Leil Tesvav, then he can complete the afshata or, and he can do all the other avodos. That's Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's opinion. The Chachamim say, no, mafshid is kula. Even after he took out the imurim and he was mocked to the murim, nevertheless he goes back and he finishes up the hafshata, and he goes all the way to the top of the lamp. Now why is it that Rabbi Shmuel leaves out hafshata? In other words, after the chazah he doesn't do any subsequent hafshata, and that's not done until Motzi Shabbos. And the answer is that the reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel is that once he was misalik his yad from Afshata Sa'ar, which he has to do in order to get out the murim at that point, is then Nigmar Pula Rishon, he's finished with the Afshata. And now you want to continue in the Afshata of the Ar on Shabbos, well, that's already a new malacha, which you can do after Shabbos, and there's no need to violate the Shabbos for this Hemshech Afshata, which is only a mitzvah, but it's not critical. So postpone it until after Shabbos. And the same thing, says Rabbi Yochanan, should apply, or Rabba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, should apply in the case of Mila. That once he's Misalik Yad, he was Nigmar Malachto Shel Amila, the Pulas Amila was complete, and now he wants to go back and cut on Shabbos, Tzitin Shena Ma'akfa, that he can't do, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara says, rejects it. Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rav Brokna holds that Mila, once he's Mesalik his Yad, he's not Choser? I'd kind of look at Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Brokna. When did Rabbi Shmuel say this? That's only Imperial Shena Choser. That's only Hossam. There, in the case of Afshata Sakarbon, after he took out the Imurim, Mishum de lo be'inon, we don't need Hafshata Sa'or for the mitzvah of Zekeli Yanvehu once he took out the Imurim. In other words, he doesn't improve or beautify the Basar by continuing with Afshata. Once he took out the Imurim, that's it. There's no Hidur mitzvah in the Yipui HaBasar. The Yipui HaBasar is not a fulfillment of Zekeli Yanvehu. And therefore, if you want to do a mitzvah of Afshata continue, well, you could do that after Shabbos. But there's no Zekeh V'Yamveyu once he got to the Chazeh and he took out the Emurim. Avol Hoch, but in the case of Mila, to be Inon, he needs to cut all the Tzitzit. And in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zekeh V'Yamveyu, he's got to cut off all the Tzitzit. Is Hoch Enami. Here, it could very well be that it's all part of one continuous pa'ula, even though, again, he was misalik his yad, but this is all the hemshech of the mila. And what defines it and expands it to be included in the hemshech of the mila? The fact that that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to cut all the tzitzim. Kulam. That's how you fulfill zekeh v'aveh. So the zekeh v'aveh requirement of kulam is going to allow you to expand your definition in hemshech ha'pula even beyond Silukes Yodo. Now, how do I know that Zekelim Yaveu applies? He says, the Sanyu have a Braisa. The Torah says in Parshas B'Shalach, Zekelim Yaveu, and the Chachom say, it's Noel of fun of the mitzvah, is beautify yourself with the mitzvah. In front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, say lefan of sukkah na, beautify the sukkah. Lulav na, beautify the lulav. Shofar na, a wonderful shofar. Tzitzis na, beautiful tzitzis. Again, I don't know if he means the talis or he means the tzitzios. Some poskim seems to assume that even the beged has to be na in order to be mekayim this mitzvah zekelim yaveu. Sefer Torah na, beautiful Sefer Torah. The parchment, the ksav, everything. And uksobo lishmo, bidyona, you should use the right ink. And when you're writing it lishmo, again, I don't know that lishmo is derived from this pasuk zekelim yaveu, it's halach l'moshe misina that you require lishmo, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. But perhaps what he means by the din lishmo is that he can enhance his kavana with a certain extra hidra mitzvah. And now, the Braisa continues and says, "Bekulmisna." He should even use a beautiful quill when he writes the Sefer Torah. And that's interesting why the quill itself is included in Zekelim Yaveu. I'm not sure. I wouldn't have defined the quill as part of the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. I mean, the sukkah, the shofar, the tzitzis, Sefer Torah, for sure, this is a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. I'm not sure about the kulmus. He quotes here in the notice, Vas Emes, that Afli Achar Aksiva Lo Nikar Im Nichtav Bekulmus No. Mikomakom Kevin Sheva Sefer Torah Aksiva Mitzvah. Ah. In other words, what he's saying is that he's not beautifying the Kulmus, but rather the Kulmus is such that it's capable of writing a Ksiva Mudera. So we're back to the mitzvah itself of writing the Sefer Torah. And then it says, Belavlar Uman. And v'karcho b'shirayim noyim. And what we're talking about now is the scribe. So you have a scribe which you've hired, let's say, to write the Sefer Torah. And he's an expert scribe. He's an uman. Uman means an expert. And karcho, he wraps the Torah. B'shirayim noim. Oh, so this means that the mantle that covers the Sefer Torah, made of a beautiful silks, is also a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. I would have called it Tashmishe Mitzvah. Maybe we upgrade it to Tashmishe Kiddusha, because of the special status of the Sefer Torah. And that's according to the Tanakhama. So beautifying a mitzvah, according to Tanakhama, is the fulfillment of Zekelim Yaveu. Abba Sholom, he has a different take on this, and he says Va'anvehu means heavy dome lo. So that Va'anvehu is a hybrid of two words that are being combined together, Ani Vehu, which means I shall make myself like him. That's the mitzvah of imitatio Deo, to imitate Hashem. How does this express itself? Who can imitate Hashem? Havi domolo mahu rachum v'chanu nafata heye rachum v'chanu. So we should imitate God, become gracious and compassionate, just like God is gracious and compassionate. Okay, fine. So we have a braisa that elucidates the concept of zekelim yaveu with regard to mitzvahs. But let's try to identify the Tana who holds that the mole does not return on Shabbos to cut off a tzitzin she'eno mevak, eino ma'akvim es hamil, these shreds or leftover membranes from the foreskin that he's not yet completed. And the Gemara says, Ela Omar of Ashi. So again, we're still trying to figure out who's the Tana who holds that once he was Piresh and he removed his hand, is Eino Chozer. Elam Ravashi Ha Mani. Who is that Tana? It's Rabbi Yosihi. And now we're going to learn a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that's going to identify Rabbi Yosi as this Tana. Here we're talking about halicha chutz l'tchum, and the reason why he's doing this is because he saw the levana, he saw the new moon, and he wants to come to Yerushalayim to testify about the moon, and he's violating the isur tchum on Shabbos. Is bein shenira? I'm not sure. Yeah, the pashtus is that the Mishnah is talking about a case he wants to testify. I mean, it could be that he wants to see the moon, and he has to go chutz l'tchum in order to see the moon. And it says in the Mishnah, bein shenira be'alil, whether or not the new moon can be seen be'galui, bein shelo nira be'alil, even if the moon is partially concealed, maybe it's behind, I would say, clouds, so it's low nirav, it's not clearly visible, nevertheless, mechallelin olav es haShabbos. According to Tanakama, he's allowed to violate the Shabbos, meaning chutz l'tchum. This is the Tanakama's view, that even if the new moon is clearly visible, so anyone in the land of Israel could see it, and the testimony is unnecessary, nevertheless they're allowed to violate the prohibition against chutz l'tchum in order to report what they saw to the Beis Din. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, nira ba'olil ein mechalas haShabbos. If everyone could see the moon, it's absolutely clear, then we can assume that other people saw it, maybe the Beis Din themselves saw it, or those who are closer to Yerushalayim saw it. There's no need to be Mechal Shabbos. It's really Shalom Litzara. And from these words and this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, we could derive the conclusion that even if you have a mitzvah to testify with regard to seeing and observing the new moon, nevertheless, we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos because it's not necessary. It's not critical. It's nira be'olil. So now we get back to Mila. And in the case where he was Poresh, he removed his hand from the Mila. There would be a Hidur Mitzvah to continue and cut the Tzitzim Sheinim Ha'akvim, but nevertheless, we don't need it. It's not absolutely necessary. The Mila is Ksheira already, and he finished the Mila. We're not going to be Mechalel Shabbos for that. So the Gemara says, Mimai. How do we know that Rabbi Yossi holds that Pireish Enochos, Dilma, perhaps Adkan Lokom, Rabbi Yossi, Hossam? And where does Rabbi Yossi say we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos with Chumit? If it's not necessary, that's only Mishum Delo Nitna Shabbos Lidochos. Because there's no heter at all to be Mechal Shabbos when the Levana is Nira B'Olil. We only allow you to override the Shabbos when it's Eno Nira B'Olil. So why should Rabbi Yossi allow you to violate the Shabbos with a chutz l'tchum when the heter to be Mechal Shabbos is a case of Eino Nirel Biol? Aval Hochbet here in Tzitz Shem Ma'akvin, the Nitna Shabbos Lidochos, right, the Torah says that if he was in Parashas Yad, then we will override the Shabbos for the sake of Tzitzin, is Hochinami, even if these are tzitzim she'enim ha'akvin, and he was poresh, we are going to override the Shabbos, because this is all considered part of the hemshech, the continuation of the mila. Elo amar nardoi. So now we have to find another candidate Tana who holds that piresh is eno chose. Rabbanon de pligel le Rabbi Yossi hu. We have another Mishnah, this time in Masechta Menachos, which is talking about Lechem Haponim, when they organized it on a weekly basis. And we have what's called Siluk V'Sidur, right? Siluk means to take off last week's Lechamim from the Shulchan, and Sidur means to organize them for this new fresh loaves of bread for the new week, the upcoming week. And now we're going to learn a Mishnah in Menachos that records Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbana. Arba kohanim nichnasim lehechal. Four kohanim went into the hechal. Shnayim, two of them, biyadam shnei sdarim. Two of them have two marachos of lechem upon. Okay, those are the two. Ushnayim, and now we have another two, B'yodam Shnei Bazichim, that they are holding on to those spoons that are full of Lavona, that are necessarily to be brought as an accompaniment to the Shtei Alecha. V'yarba, now he has another four Kohanim, Makdimim Lifneihem, that go in front of them. What are they doing? Shnayim Litol Shnei Starim, two of them are going to take the two sections, six each, of the Shulchan from last week. Ushnayim Litol Shnei Bazichim, and we need another two people to take the two Bazichim from last week. Now, Hamachnisim, those who bring the new Marocha, Omdim B'Tzofon, if you imagine the width of the Shulchan, which is in the Heichal, then they should stand at the width of the Shulchan, but B'Tzofon, because Tzofon in Mizbeach is always considered Chashuv. Upneim L'Dorom, so they are now in the Tzofon, and they turn towards the south. Hamotziim, okay, so that's as far as the Machnisim are concerned. Hamotziim Omdim, they stand Kenegdom, you know, face to face, again, the width of the Shulchan, B'Dorom, and they are on the south side, Upneim L'Tzofon, just the reverse, they're looking towards the Tzofon from the Dorom. Is Elu, those who took out, or are meant to take out the loaves of bread of the Lechem Apon from last week, Moshchim, they will pull the old Lechem from the Shulchan, V'elu of the Machnisim, Manichem Esachadoshim. So what's happening is that it's like the changing of the guard, but it's a way in which they remove the older breads, but they replace them immediately. There's no hefsek between the Meshicha and the Menicha, and the Hanoch, between the Yotzim and the Machnisim. Is Tifcho Shel Zeh, it's not Tifcho Shel Zeh. In other words, when the Mesalek and Moshech the Lechem from last week, it is Moshchim Es HaLechem Tefach. They only pull it one single Tefach, very small distance, and immediately Menichem HaMesadrim Es HaLechem HaChodesh be also Tefach. Now that they've exposed the Shulchan one Tefach by removing that Lechem, now immediately the Machnisim, the Mesadrim, will put the new bread in place of the old bread in that same Tefach. And that's considered Mishum Shenemar. The Pasuk says in Shmos Chav Hei, V'nasata al HaShulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. So we have a word Tamid, which means that the Torah commands us in the midst of Tamid that should always be Lechem that's on the Shulchan. We don't leave the Shulchan without Lechem. This is the opinion of the Tanakam and the Mishnah Menachos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Elu Notlim Elu Manichim Af Zehoya Tamid. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, all that's necessary is that the Mesadre Lechem HaYishonim should be notel. They begin this process by taking away last week's breads. And then only afterwards, Elu Menichem, those who come in to replace that with the new breads, that's when they came in. Af Shezeh HaYatamid, which means even this is a kiyum of the requirement of Tamid. But we see that the Chachamim derive that there shouldn't be any hefsek between the siluk of the old lechem and the sidur of the new lechem. And without that immediacy, if there would have been a hefsek, which according to Rabbi Yossi there is, then the mitzvah of tamid would not be fulfilled. So in the case of Mila, let's see if we can get the nimshal. When you are mesalik the yad from the Mila, and you go back to the tzitzim, Shein HaMa'akvim, that's considered That's considered a brand new pa'ula. It's not the hemshech of the original pa'ula. And we see this from the Chachamim in Lechem Aponim, that they require tifcho shel zeh, but it's not tifcho shel zeh. And why? Because it's got to be tamid. You know, we can't leave it without. So here also, in the case of tzitzin, it's no longer tamid, because you've already been misalik your yad. So let's identify that with the shita of the Chachamim in Lechem upon it. We'll go on, continue in the discussion about tzitzin. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a braisa as far as chituch tzitzin are concerned, mehalkatin, and that word means to trim the shreds of foreskin. And now we're talking about tzitzin hama'akvin esamila, that are absolutely critical and impede the kashrus, the validity of the circumcision. And let's add the fact that we're talking about to cause to be collected, okay, fine, to trim. V'chotchin et she'erios ha'orla b'shabbos. And we're talking about tzitzin hama'akvin esamila, v'im lo hilket. If he did not remove those critical tzitzim, then the mila is completely invalid, onish kares. So the Gemara asks, Mani, who's chayv kares? Omer Rav Kahana, Uman. The moel himself is chayv kares. Why? Because he was mechal Shabbos, he made a chabura, and it was lo b'makom mitzvah, because he did not fulfill the mitzvah of mila. He didn't complete the mila. The mila is invalid, and therefore he's chayv kares. And this is a very scary kind of thing. You know, who would want to be a moel on Shabbos, knowing full well you might be chayv kares if you don't do the proper job? So the Gemara right away raises the objection: Maskif lo Rav Papa Uman. Why should he be chayv kares? Lemalahu, he should say to them, Ana avdi palga de mitzvah. At least I fulfilled half of the mitzvah. And now atun you avdiditu palgida the mitzvah. You do the other half of the mitzvah. In other words, the moel could claim that he began the circumcision, he made the initial wound, he did this with the permission of the Torah, let someone else complete the procedure and finish it all up. And he writes here that madua moel chayv kares. The Beis Yosef says that Dafka kares ein lechayva lechatchila osur lomul al yidei shnei molin. So if all things are perfect, we don't split the meal in half. Kigon shechad yomul vasheni yase priya. Let's say, for example, one cuts the orla and the other does the priya to expose the corona, as we said before. And the Ramah says that the Gemara is talking about a case where sofo shel davar ha'mila lo nigmar b'Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, the mila was not completed. That's the mitzius, that's the scenario we're talking about. Therefore, for sure, it's usur for someone else, lahaschil, to echad sheyaschuk shelo borosh hasheni. In other words, you know, to create a partnership when you don't even know the sheni is going to complete the mila. And therefore, there's a diyun here on Chiyuv Kares, and the maskil comes along and says, you know what, I thought that you would fulfill the rest of the mila, and if, on the other hand, he would have been absolutely convinced, and he had reason to believe that someone would clearly complete the mila, then it would be mutter to do such a thing. But that's not the opinion of Beis Yosef. He says that lechatchila, we would certainly not split the mila into two people. To Moel. Ella Omer Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that the Braisa is not talking about a case of Shabbos, but about a case of Chol. And we're talking about a Gadol who's Malas Atzmo. Interesting. You know, Avram Avinu circumcised himself. So we're talking about that scenario. And he cut the Orla, but he didn't cut the Tzitzim HaMa'akvim Esamila. He's going to be Chayv Kares because he's still an Orel. So the Gemara Maskif Lo Rav Ashi Gadol, you have to tell me a Chiddush of a Gadol. that he's not gemalt. In other words, he didn't complete the milah and he didn't circumcise himself properly. He's chayv karis behedrik sibbe. The Torah says this explicitly in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says v'yarel zachar asher lo yimol v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi me'amel. And therefore, it seems a little bit strange that a brisa would be repeating that which is explicit in the Torah itself. Elam Aravashi, let's try to reinterpret this brisa. And what does the brisa mean that in the absence of cutting the tzitzim, hama'akvin samila yischaif kares, li'olam uman, let's go back to the original premise that we suggested that the uman is chayv kares. And then we asked, well, maybe the uman could say somebody else will finish the mila kagon, the asa lebein hashmash to Shabbos. So the moel wants to begin the mila at the very end of Shabbos. The Amrule Lomasapkis. They warned him and they said, you won't complete the Mila before it gets dark. And then you'll be making a Chabur on Shabbos, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. The Amrulehu, so the Yuman responded, Masafkina. I will be able to finish the Mila. He had total confidence in himself that he'll do a quick Mila job before the end of Shabbos. The Avad, the lowest topic. Unfortunately, he began the Mila and he didn't succeed in completing the Mila and the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, and therefore that which he did on Shabbos was an incomplete Mila. Bishtakach, and it turns out the Chaburah Hudi Avid, he only made a Chaburah, it's not a Mitzvah Mila, the Onish Kores Al Kach. And therefore he is Chayav Kores. I mean, one might ask, why is this kares? I mean, if you violated the Shabbos with a chabura, you should be chayv misa. But the answer is, lo hisru bo, Rashi says. They didn't give him hasra. He wasn't a kabal hasra. He wasn't mater aspo le misa. And it would seem that if they would have given him hasra, and he would go ahead and nevertheless do the mila, he would be chayv misa. Once he accepted hasra, he'd be chayv skila, because he's amazing. And this is a little bit of a chiddush here, to say the least, because he, the moel, claims he's going to finish the mila before Tzeis HaShabbos. And there's a quote here from the Tosa Rosh that Gam Hamoel Atzmo Yoda Shelo Yaspik Ligmar Samil. You have to interpret that if Rashi means that he'll be chayv misa here because he got Asra, then it means he knew very well that he wouldn't be able to complete the mila. Aye, he made a declaration that Choshev Hu She Yaspik, he thought that he would finish. Hu Kadesh Lo Yomshu Mumar. He tried to avoid a humiliating situation where they would publicly call him a Mumar. And he's Chayev Kares. And that's in the case of Hisrubo. So just to summarize, Rapop is saying that the Bais is speaking of a case of an uncircumcised adult who later partially circumcised himself, but he left behind the remaining shreds, these tzitzin, and they are tzitzin ama'akvin, they cover the majority of the corona, and he's uncircumcised, he's liable for kares. So Rav Sheshes objects, because then you're just repeating what we know from the Torah, Omer Avashi, but rather, Li'olam bi'uman, we're talking about the expert, in a case where he came at the twilight of the Shabbos, so that Mila could be performed at any time during the day, but this mole came in just before the conclusion of the Shabbos day, and the people said to him, you don't have sufficient time to complete the proper circumcision before Shabbos concludes, and you'll be making a wound without performing a mitzvah, and that's punishable by Karis Mi'omalo, and he told them, I have sufficient time to perform a valid circumstance. Unfortunately, he began performing the Mila. In fact, he didn't have sufficient time, and he never actually completed the Mila before the end of Shabbos, and therefore he gets Karis. Amar Rav Papa, hi Umna, this Moel, the low Mayitz, the Mishnah says Motzitzin, that he's got to do this Mitzitza, excuse me, to remove the blood, draw the blood. And this particular Moel did not do so. And Sakonahu. As a result, if he doesn't draw this blood from the wound, he created a danger to the Rachanimo, Viavrinale, and therefore we have to fire him, we have to dismiss him. He's endangering the lives of the children. Pshita. And I want to learn this Gemara in memory of Dr. Shields, Yudi Shields, all of Shom died from Toronto. He was a great Moel. Anyway, Mido Kamachali Ale Shabsa. Since the Mishnah tells us that for the sake of Shabbos, we are Motzei Tzitz Hamila, then we have to derive the conclusion that Sakonahu, the life of the child is in the balance, it's in jeopardy, because he needs the Mitzitza, and that's why we override the Shabbos with this Mitzitza. We would only be Mechal Shabbos if it was a Sakonah. But the Havamina was, and that's what the Gemara's answer to Rapapap to Pshita, Ma'od Tema, I would have thought that the Mitzitza of Chil Shabbos is because of a different reason. Not because of Sakana, but High Dam Mifkid Pocket. Now, when it comes to Melechas Chabura, there are two types of blood that go through the system, that circulate through the body. Actually, to be more precise, there's only one type of blood that circulates through the body, and that's called Chibure Mechpere. Now the question is, the Mila, where is that Dam? There's a Hamin to say that it's not circulating throughout the body, but rather it's Mifkad Pocket. That means it's collected in one particular area, one membrane, or one Basar. So the Dam that comes out with Mitzitza, since it's gathered together in one place, and it's not flowing through the capillaries and the veins of his body, then that's not called Chabura. Chabura is a tolda of Ki Adamu HaNefesh, the Dam that's giving life to the body, that's circulating and bringing oxygen throughout the body. So we would think that Mitzitza is okay on Shabbos, not because of Sakona. There's no Chil Shabbos here because Dam Mifkid Pakid, and therefore we don't know for sure that there's any sakon over here, and the moel should be removed because he didn't do mitzitza. Kamash malon, that's what Papa wants to teach us. He's not just repeating what we know, which is almost explicit in the Mishnah, but rather chibure mechpere, that the dam is part of the circulatory system, and it's polu in the basar. It's not konus, it's not gathered together in one membrane, and therefore the mitzitza, since it's Michbar Chibure, is a real full-fledged Meleches Chovel. And if the Mishnah allows it on Shabbos, it must be because of the Sakona situation. Vidumya de Ispolinis Vechamon. And I'm going to prove to you that Mitzitza is necessary for Sakona because of the danger to the life of the baby. Because the Tana mentions the Din Mitzitza in one breath with these bandages, and the kamon that we spoke about, ma ispolonis for kamon kilo of itzakonahu, in the absence of these bandages, and if he doesn't put this therapeutic cumin on the wound, then the baby's life is in danger. It's afhocha here too, as the Mishnah says it in one breath, mitzitza. If he omits it, then he's endangering the baby's life, and therefore mavirno. So we have to get rid of such a moel who is endangering the life of a child. Nosnim olav ispolinus. We're allowed to place a bandage and cumin upon the wound on the wound on Shabbos, and let's just figure out some sort of priority system, which is the best way of going with these bandages and salves. Omar Abaye, Omerli Aim, again, he didn't have a mother, but the woman who raised him as a mother told me, she was always an expert teaching him about science and everything that he had to know in life, that is Polinza de Kule Kibe. Okay, that's a Retia Shemo Ilachol HaKe'evim. And what is that? This is a magical salve, a compress that solves all pains like chicken soup. Is Shav Minoi Tarba V'Chada Kira. It's 7 parts fat to 1 part of wax. So it's some sort of a taroves, a mixture of fat and wax. Okay? Rava Omar, Rava has a different tradition as to how to get together this therapeutic concoction. And he says, Kira Vekalba Rishna. It's a compress that's made of wax and resin. And that's the opinion of Rava. Rashi seems to indicate that Rishina is some word that maybe we should we shouldn't have it in our text. But in any way, the translation of the word Rashina is resin. He calls it in the Hebrew text a Sraf Lavan Shel Eitz, some sort of white syrup or serum that you remove from the tree. And Drasha Rava b'Mechozo, and his Drasha in Mechozo, that's the city of Rava, when he was talking about therapeutic methods, Karinu b'nei minyomi asyol minayu. And what happened is that Rava in Mechozo and the family of Menayomi, who was the physician, what they did was they tore their garments in despair and vexation. In other words, they felt these kind of medical secrets should not be revealed because the Menayomi family would make their money as physicians. And now that Rava revealed this great secret about how to get a concoction of wax and resin as a therapeutic salve, they're going to lose their business and they're going to suffer a great financial loss. So they tore their garments in despair. Omar Lahu, Rava said to them, Shavki Lahu Chada, I left for you one cure which I've not revealed. The Omar Shmuel, because I have a secret cure that I got from Shmuel. Haiman de Moshi Ape Velo Nogiv Tuva. If a person washes his face and he doesn't dry it well, Nikterule, which means something is going to break out on his face if he doesn't wash his face properly, and that is on the top of Kufla Medalid, Chaspinoisa, which means boils. But Maitakanta, so how does he find some sort of therapeutic remedy for these boils? Lemishre Tuva Vimaya de Silka. He should wash well in water in which beets have been cooked, some sort of a beet soup, which is going to help him remove the boils because he didn't wash his face properly. And that's where we're going to stop on the top of Daf Kuf Lamid Dalid Omid Aleph.